St. Columbkill was baptized in Temple Douglas, and he was educated in Kilmacrenan. Suppose he had to go to Iona maybe then, or he went down to Clon McNoise or somewhere, didn't he?
He did, and he went to Derry.
Like. He went to Derry, that's right.
Yeah.
So that's what they called the Derry, Columbkill.
And Glen Columbkill as well.
And Glen Columbkill.
Yeah. So there's an old ruin out there in Kilmacrenan as well, like where he went to school.
Where he went to school.
Yeah.
But he had a very far journey to go to these places. But I had another little book, I don't know, somebody gave it to me, but I just haven't it now. Just the wee stories on it.
Mm-hmm.
About it, and I must get it for you the next day to see what were.
Can you think of any of them?
No, I just don't have them. But I must look for it.
Do you have any knowledge then about, we'll go back to Glenveagh, about John George Adair and the history of evictions and all that?
Oh, well, the evictions where they started up at Duhurry Hall, you see, where Niall McGinley lives, over there. It was all, there were 44 families lived well in days gone by, and then the evictions came and put them all out. They done a video about that. 1988 or before that, maybe it was 84, and they started, we were all up at Duhurry. It was McMonagall's house, Paddy McMonagall's house, and Paddy was there, and they were playing a harp and they were singing. May McClintock was there, and Niall McGinley, and oh, they were a father daughter. His great grandparents was evicted, and he came back from Australia to get all that.
Though Doherty's, yeah. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what he's a house up in Churchill, that priest.
Did you hear of then the first person who was evicted? Did you ever hear that story, Mary?
No, I didn't.
No. I just heard, like, when I don't know how true it was, that it was an old woman who was first evicted, like.
Oh, yes.